Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Dear guests, welcome to the bear area in our zoo. The good news is that a week ago, a new baby bear was born. His mom had arrived from a Canadian zoo and after the due quarantine, joined our family of bears. The quarantine is a necessary procedure in such cases. The baby bear, whose name is Willie, is very cute. Unfortunately, the baby is out of sight now. He's in the cave with his mum, fast asleep. Like all babies, Willie sleeps most of the day.
Text B. Hi Vicky, it's Paul. I'm calling to tell you about our schedule for tomorrow. There are a few changes while you're away. First of all, the math test is cancelled. Instead of that, we're going to have science. Miss Adams reminded us that tomorrow we need to be ready with our presentations on chemical elements. In science class, she's going to see all of them. As for the essay about outstanding people, forget about it for a while. It's been put off till next week. See you. Text C. Hi, Maya. You look great.
Hi, Jeff. Probably because it's my birthday today. I've turned 15.
Many happy returns. Are you having a party tonight?
No, we've decided to throw it sometime later. My exam session started 2 days ago, so I'm really busy now. No time for partying. In a fortnight, when the holidays start, I'll invite all my friends to the party. Will you come?
Yes, if it's not at the weekend. I've already got plans for the weekends till the end of the month.
No, it's going to be a Thursday. Not next Thursday. But the Thursday after.
Okay, I understand. Text D. What are you doing this summer, Jess?
We haven't got any definite plans yet, Harry. We may go to my aunt's house. She lives in France.
Sounds great.
I love it too. But Mom insists on going to Berlin. She wants me to practice German. I don't like the idea, and my German is okay anyway.
Don't you like Germany?
I definitely prefer the French countryside to Germany or Britain. And I've got cousins there. We usually have so much fun together.
And you can practice your French there, can't you?
Not really. My cousins are learning English and want me to speak English so they can practice.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Dear guests, welcome to the bear area in our zoo. The good news is that a week ago, a new baby bear was born. His mom had arrived from a Canadian zoo, and after the due quarantine, joined our family of bears. The quarantine is a necessary procedure in such cases. The baby bear, whose name is Willie, is very cute. Unfortunately, the baby is out of sight now. He's in the cave with his mum, fast asleep. Like all babies, Willie sleeps most of the day.
Text B. Hi, Vicky, it's Paul. I'm calling to tell you about our schedule for tomorrow. There are a few changes while you're away. First of all, the math test is cancelled. Instead of that, we're going to have science. Miss Adams reminded us that tomorrow we need to be ready with our presentations on chemical elements. In science class, she's going to see all of them. As for the essay about outstanding people, forget about it for a while. It's been put off till next week. See you. Text C. Hi, Maya. You look great.
Hi, Jeff. Probably because it's my birthday today. I've turned 15.
Many happy returns. Are you having a party tonight?
No, we've decided to throw it sometime later. My exam session started 2 days ago, so I'm really busy now. No time for partying. In a fortnight, when the holidays start, I'll invite all my friends to the party. Will you come?
Yes, if it's not at the weekend. I've already got plans for the weekends till the end of the month.
No, it's going to be a Thursday. Not next Thursday, but the Thursday after.
Okay, I understand. Text D. What are you doing this summer, Jess?
We haven't got any definite plans yet, Harry. We may go to my aunt's house. She lives in France.
Sounds great.
I love it too. But Mom insists on going to Berlin. She wants me to practice German. I don't like the idea, and my German is okay anyway.
Don't you like Germany?
I definitely prefer the French countryside to Germany or Britain. And I've got cousins there. We usually have so much fun together.
And you can practice your French there, can't you?
Not really. My cousins are learning English and want me to speak English so they can practice.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about spending time outdoors. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
As for me, I think it's absolutely necessary to spend as much time outdoors as possible. My parents spend the biggest part of their day at their offices, and I spend half a day at school too. So whenever we have a chance to breathe some fresh air, we do it. It can be a short picnic or a long hike. It doesn't really matter where we go. We feel refreshed and full of energy after a picnic in one of the local parks. I think everybody needs it.
Speaker B. When I can't go for a walk in the evening, I start getting a headache, and I find it difficult to fall asleep. It's important for me to feel good, so I try to spend my weekends outdoors. We may go hiking with my parents, or just have a picnic with my classmates, where we play active games, which is also quite useful for staying fit. I feel best after a long walk. I have no headaches and feel as if I had a good proper training session in the gym. Speaker C.
I wish I could spend more time outdoors because I know it's good for me, but I find it hard to find any time for it in my packed schedule. I have many classes at school and a lot of homework in the evening. Plus, I attend dancing classes twice a week, so I'm just too busy to go for a walk. It's practically impossible for me to do it regularly. I wish I had more free time so that I can improve my health and mood while walking.
Speaker D. I love spending time outdoors, as I think it's one of the most exciting things to do. I love walking with my mum, watching beautiful trees and flowers. The colors of nature are incredibly beautiful. They are red, orange, and golden in autumn, and all kinds of green, pink, blue, and white in summer. I also enjoy playing games with my friends outdoors. We can go skateboarding or roller skating in the local park. It's so much fun, believe me. Speaker E.
I know many people say that they enjoy spending time outdoors watching nature changing its colors. They find it necessary or useful, but as for me, I just find it so uninteresting. It's such a waste of time and so monotonous. The park is almost the same all the year round. There's nothing exciting there to see. I'd rather read a book at home instead of walking monotonously along the same routes in the same parks with the same people.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about spending time outdoors. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
As for me, I think it's absolutely necessary to spend as much time outdoors as possible. My parents spend the biggest part of their day at their offices, and I spend half a day at school too. So whenever we have a chance to breathe some fresh air, we do it. It can be a short picnic or a long hike. It doesn't really matter where we go. We feel refreshed and full of energy after a picnic in one of the local parks. I think everybody needs it.
Speaker B. When I can't go for a walk in the evening, I start getting a headache, and I find it difficult to fall asleep. It's important for me to feel good, so I try to spend my weekends outdoors. We may go hiking with my parents, or just have a picnic with my classmates, where we play active games, which is also quite useful for staying fit. I feel best after a long walk. I have no headaches and feel as if I had a good proper training session in the gym. Speaker C.
I wish I could spend more time outdoors because I know it's good for me, but I find it hard to find any time for it in my packed schedule. I have many classes at school and a lot of homework in the evening. Plus, I attend dancing classes twice a week, so I'm just too busy to go for a walk. It's practically impossible for me to do it regularly. I wish I had more free time so that I can improve my health and mood while walking.
Speaker D. I love spending time outdoors, as I think it's one of the most exciting things to do. I love walking with my mum, watching beautiful trees and flowers. The colors of nature are incredibly beautiful. They are red, orange, and golden in autumn, and all kinds of green, pink, blue, and white in summer. I also enjoy playing games with my friends outdoors. We can go skateboarding or roller skating in the local park. It's so much fun, believe me. Speaker E.
I know many people say that they enjoy spending time outdoors watching nature changing its colors. They find it necessary or useful, but as for me, I just find it so uninteresting. It's such a waste of time and so monotonous. The park is almost the same all the year round. There's nothing exciting there to see. I'd rather read a book at home instead of walking monotonously along the same routes in the same parks with the same people.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Thank you for taking part in our survey.
My pleasure, but I don't have more than 10 minutes. My group is waiting for me. We are having a brief stop here.
Oh, you're a tourist, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on a bus excursion in your city. And I do really like your city. Cosmopolitan and friendly. I've been to many places and I can compare.
How many countries have you visited so far?
20, yes, right, 20.
Oh, you're an experienced traveler. And where were you born?
In Canada, in the north of Canada. Have you ever been there?
No, I've been to Alaska and the USA, but I hope to see your country one day.
You'd be welcomed. If you come, I'll take you to the best pizzeria in the country. No, the best in the world.
Looks like you like pizza?
Who doesn't? It's my favorite dish. You can make it with any topping, and it will always taste different. Pizza with ham, mushrooms, peppers. You can even make it sweet, with pineapples or berries. It's healthy if you cook it properly. What I really hate is junk foods and all sorts of candies. They literally kill your teeth.
You're talking like my dentist.
Because I am a dentist. And I've seen so many times how people ruin their teeth. Because they just don't care. Everyone should be educated on what to eat and how to cook.
Can you cook, by the way? And how often do you do it, if ever?
Of course I can. Cooking is my hobby. I often invite friends and cook for them. They play bingo and enjoy my food. Especially when I present an original national recipe from a country I visited.
Sounds great.
Right, I have to tell you that our guide is waving to me, which means I need to board the bus.
Okay, the last question. What transport do you usually use when traveling?
I love traveling by train, so relaxing. And I choose the train instead of the plane whenever it's possible. I'm sorry, I need to go.
Good luck with your trip!
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Thank you for taking part in our survey.
My pleasure, but I don't have more than 10 minutes. My group is waiting for me. We are having a brief stop here.
Oh, you're a tourist, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on a bus excursion in your city. And I do really like your city. Cosmopolitan and friendly. I've been to many places and I can compare.
How many countries have you visited so far?
20, yes, right, 20.
Oh, you're an experienced traveler. And where were you born?
In Canada, in the north of Canada. Have you ever been there?
No, I've been to Alaska and the USA, but I hope to see your country one day.
You'd be welcomed. If you come, I'll take you to the best pizzeria in the country. No, the best in the world.
Looks like you like pizza?
Who doesn't? It's my favorite dish. You can make it with any topping, and it will always taste different. Pizza with ham, mushrooms, peppers. You can even make it sweet, with pineapples or berries. It's healthy if you cook it properly. What I really hate is junk foods and all sorts of candies. They literally kill your teeth.
You're talking like my dentist.
Because I am a dentist. And I've seen so many times how people ruin their teeth because they just don't care. Everyone should be educated on what to eat and how to cook.
Can you cook, by the way? And how often do you do it, if ever?
Of course I can. Cooking is my hobby. I often invite friends and cook for them. They play bingo and enjoy my food, especially when I present an original national recipe from a country I visited.
Sounds great.
Right, I have to tell you that our guide is waving to me, which means I need to board the bus.
Okay, the last question. What transport do you usually use when traveling?
I love traveling by train, so relaxing. And I choose the train instead of the plane whenever it's possible. I'm sorry, I need to go.
Good luck with your trip.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.